You're listening to SBS News.
A two-week delay for Australia's reopening to international students and visa holders will give the government extra time to gather more information about the Omicron variant and vaccine efficacy. Federal, state and territory leaders have examined data which indicates Omicron is more transmissible than previous COVID-19 variants. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's no evidence that the variant causes more severe disease and not enough information about vaccines yet.
Well, there's no information that the government has which says that the vaccines are ineffective against the Omicron strain of the virus. In fact, the early information that we reviewed yesterday, the indications are that Omicron will be a more mild form of the virus. Now, if that proves to be true, that's a major game change. But these things are not yet known.
It comes as New South Wales records a suspected sixth case of the variant, a man in his 40s from Sydney. The individual who spent 6 months in Nigeria tested positive to COVID-19 on Tuesday and is fully vaccinated. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says he flew into Sydney on flight QR908 from Doha, the same flight as the Central Coast woman who was the fifth case. The man from Cabramatta in Sydney's southwest has been active in the community, and there'll be a list of exposure sites from New South Wales Health later on Wednesday. Mr. Hazzard says despite the fact that little is known about the variant, the New South Wales government is not keen to return to lockdowns.
As one who has delivered that news, bad news, to the community on many occasions, I feel like it's time for a change in approach. We don't know how many more variants of this virus are going to come. So I think the challenge for us as a government and the other governments, particularly the Victorian government that we're working very closely with, is to strike a different balance to the ones we've had in the past.
And in Victoria, a marathon debate in the state parliament over the state's controversial pandemic legislation has ended after 21 hours. Debate on the Public Health and Wellbeing Amendment Bill began in the Legislative Council about 3 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon and ended about lunchtime on Wednesday. The bill is set to replace the state of emergency declarations, which are due to expire on the 15th of December. And the legislation will now return to the lower house before a final vote in the upper house is expected on Thursday. There has been another 1,179 new COVID-19 infections in Victoria and 6 more deaths. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is reassuring Australians that no government, state or federal wants to re-enter a lockdown.
We must hold our nerve and cool heads must prevail. With world-leading health and economic outcomes, Australians have put themselves in a very strong and indeed the best possible position going into 2022.
And an infant from an Aboriginal community has been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the Northern Territory. The child from Binjari, 330 kilometres south of Darwin, is staying at the Howard Springs quarantine facility. It brings the Northern Territory's current COVID cluster to 59 cases, with more virus traces revealed in wastewater testing in Katherine. Meantime, three teenagers who allegedly escaped the Howard Springs quarantine facility have been arrested, and for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.